Welcome to We Empower, the radio show that inspires you to embrace your potential, resilience, and strength. In these challenging times, we're here to help you unlock your power to overcome obstacles, pursue your dreams, and shape a brighter future. I'm Annabelle Tennis, your host for this empowering hour. Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of We Empower. I'm thrilled to have you all with us today, so sit back and get ready to be inspired. Let's make today count. And in this episode, we have two great guests here to introduce. It is first Dr. Liv Kramer, dermatologist and skin longevity pioneer, United Beauty and AI to redefine healthy aging, empowering people to live radiant longer lives. And then Victoria Buckler, former banker turned menopause coach. Victoria Buckler breaks silence around perimenopause, empowering women and inspiring companies to unlock midlife potential. But first, let's start with a song selected by Dr. Liv. Welcome to the radio show. Today we meet a woman first whose work is rewriting the future of how we age. Dr. Liv Kramer, renowned dermatologist, researcher, entrepreneur, and creator of a science-based voice skincare brand trusted worldwide. I spent years uncovering how our skin Our biology and our lifestyle shape not just how long we live, but how well. From international research at Columbia University and the Charité Berlin to her skin longevity clinic in Zurich, Dr. Löff has dedicated her career to translating complex science into everyday habits that make us healthier, more confident, and more radiant. She's a global keynote speaker, advisor to leading corporations, and a powerful voice for female entrepreneurship. And her groundbreaking book, Skin Longevity, marks a new era in skincare where science meets empowerment. So welcome, Liv, here in the show.
Hello, thank you so much for having me with you. Thanks so much.
So, I mean, we know each other for a few years already, and I know us a little bit more around you. Also a bit from that, what others might not know about you. What early memory explains the scientist you became? Do you have an experience you might want to share with us?
So as the song already said, which I choose, life is life, as the radio show is also life now. So I think the thing or the name comes in my mind is Marie Curie. So I like public libraries and I love to kind of read biographies. And as a really, I was really kind of a probably like in my 12 or 3rd, my dad went to me with public libraries because we didn't have the money to buy books, right? And I really discussed Marie Curie, and she was a fascinating woman back in this time where she really kind of believed in something, and she wanted to change. And yeah, science was the power of the whole change. And I think she was one of the first women who actually went into this field, and it was fascinating for me as a child. It really kept in my mind, and yeah, I think this was the first kind of click which made in my brain, where I said, "Okay, like, hey, science is power. Science is the key to explain everything what we know, and yeah, give us a little bit of a way to guide."
I like that very much, Liv, because when we look back, there are so many strong women in the history, and none of them, or really rare, we know about them. Asking girls in school, they made a survey a few weeks ago and figured out that nobody knew about Marie Curie and other women, even not the woman brought the legal rights into the government to make sure that women are able to vote, for example. But we'd say, hey, but this name should really ring a bell. So I like it also that you brought it in a coup, that you combined this idea also about Marie Curie with the song you selected, Life is Life, a really great song I really like also on my own. And the best line of this song is, from my point of view, when we all give the power, we all give the best, which fits very well also to Marie Curie. Is it this line which touched you the most? And do you want to share with us a bit of the background of the song for you?
Good question. I mean, as you mentioned, there's so many hidden figures in history. Male, female, mostly unfortunately a female, which we all don't know. And now with the documentaries and everything, it came up. So it's kind of very important to learn, because unfortunately we don't learn enough from history. And in the end, our life is short, right? I always tell my patients, we are in this body and we're leaving this body, and we should make the most out of it. So this is the most important part for me, is like empower other people, to empower yourself, to be back in yourself, like a 360 degree. It's a kind of not giving up power to somebody, but kind of get yourself in the middle and get empower, and kind of dealing empathic with everybody else. So society is so important, kind of like how we deal with each other. And life is life. So it was the past we learn, the future where we invest, but it's about now. So I think Life is Life is a song where it touched me as a child. And I really remember I was dancing around on the song. I really loved it. And yeah, so I can't really say which line really touched me. Just the first line, Life is Life. It's so powerful, I think. And with the energy the song is giving us. So I think I had as a child a power song. So I do believe in science, but I also believe there is so much more, right? So if we feel something and it becomes like goosebumps on our skin, and you feel it around the neck, like, this is right. well, this is wrong. So our kind of gut feeling, we can't explain in science yet. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right? So even I love science, I also believe in so much more because we do feel it. And if you hear songs and you get the empowerment, because there are books also showing you, get yourself a power song to motivate you every day, right? So if you can't get out of the bed, get the song. Choose a song. For me, it was Life is Life or I Need a Hero. I mean, not that I need a hero. I'm a hero by myself. But everybody has a song which let us go out of bed and let motivate us to kind of change, make a change in life. Even if it's just little steps, don't aim for the presidency. I mean, do it, right? I'll become an astronaut as a child. Yeah, go for it. Nobody wants to believe that I want to be a doctor because everybody told me, I want to be a fireman, right? But from early age, even my model, I did everything. I quit everything because I really want to go into med school because I want to kind of make a change in this world. It sounds weird. Everybody probably wants to do this, but it's a kind of sound of fire on me, which I really want. And I think everybody of us has a fire in itself. And you have to find the kind of the small little thing or somebody else who kind of make the fire burning for you.
Absolutely. And were you a child who experienced it, observed, or asked endless questions? A child who liked an analysis things, or a child who more was emotional, touching, cuddling?
Good question. I think well, this question we should ask my parents, better not, right? So as I much I remember, nobody believes this because I'm on social media and I was like, oh, I'm such an extrovert person. No, I'm not. I'm a totally introvert. So I was living in all big cities, New York, Berlin, London, Shanghai, Dubai, Shanghai, not sorry. But I like to kind of go back. So I like the contrast. I always love this. I love combining words. So and I like to be on my own. I live on a countryside. Everybody's laughing. I was like, yeah, I do like it because I look like silence. As much as I like people and interacting, I also need the opposite to go back. And I think as a child, I was a very introvert. I didn't really kind of, I was super kind of shy. I think it took me a long time to kind of go out there. And honestly, I also went to libraries. I book books, how to kind of empower yourself, how to learn to kind of talk, how to learn to act. It's not natural, right? Definitely not for me because I'm an introvert, right? Sounds weird, but I'm probably an introvert, learned extrovert.
So maybe the song was that one which guided you into the extrovert, into the
It's
extrovert
about a balance, right? Everybody has to find what he is, knows what he is, and what he kind of not is, and kind of try to balance it for itself to feel comfortable with his own life.
Absolutely. And I mean, what I feel when I'm around with you is that you're having a big resilience. What is it, what made you that resilient? Do you have rituals on a daily basis? Do you have something which comes to your mind when you are facing struggling, challenging situations?
The funny things today, as the last weeks, I was a little bit down, honestly. But normally, I was like, no, I just have the energy. What's going on with me? I think, as I mentioned, because like motivational songs are good. Thinking why you're here in the world, do you really just want to kind of buy stuff, make some like superficial things? Of course, we all need this, but it's kind of a balance about everything. And yeah, I think. I like the picture. If you see an EKG, so EGK, so like the heartbeat, right? And it's funny, I saw sometimes a picture, and if you see like up and down, and this is an EKG, so it means your heart is beating, you're alive. And this is exactly about life. It goes up and it goes down. It goes up, it's down. If it's just silence, you are dead, right? So I think nobody, if people see me on Instagram and say, oh my God, she has such a beautiful life, so fancy, it's like, okay, you just saw 2 minutes of my life, right? 90.999 is just like I'm struggling, walking, I'm running, I'm coming, I'm trying to handle all the different kind of people, all the stuff, all the patients, everything. It's like Instagram is just what you see. And this is the problem of our society right now. We see just the glamour. We see just, oh my God, this is an actor. She is just beautiful. Okay, why do you think she is a human being? She does the same what you do, and she struggles the same what you do. And so we all have the same kind of problems, and it's not, don't look at others, make it better. Right? So for me, today's song was really the radio as well. I was on my way to the clinic where I'm sitting now, and the song was like, make it better. And really, it came to my mind because I was thinking, oh my God, do I have everything right? I could be having do more on social media. I'm too lazy with this. Or and my assistant like, you're not lazy, you look crazy. It's like, yeah, but you know, everybody is already ahead of me and blind. If you look at LinkedIn, you think you're the most stupid person because everybody has like 130,000 in followers, and you're like thinking, oh, I'm not even 10,000. Help. But make it better. Why are you complaining? Just make it better. So and the song was really made it better. So it became my song of today.
I'm very happy to hearing this. And I mean, somebody like you, I think doesn't need to compare yourself with others. You can compare yourself with your better eye, right? That what
But
you
we all
want.
do, right? This is the
Yes.
problem. We're all kind of mixing up and we're thinking, but it's always the life of somebody else has other obstacles, has other things, right? So, and for me, really, it was today like, ah, so yeah, maybe it was just this and this and this happened. So, no, what was, was. Now it's now. Life is now. Life is life. And let's go for the future.
Yes. And I mean, you will have lived several lives, it looks like, right? And you are currently combining something which we call beauty, but also something which we call longevity. But you're also putting into this the latest technology. What is the most important of this for you? Is it the aspect of longevity that we can live life to the fullest? Is it for you the idea to bring latest technology into dermatology to give this field a new idea on what can we make with skin? What is possible? Or is it more to bring the best beauty out of each person?
I don't like the word beauty because it's just like it's a, I think it's an old word where it's kind of personal of women and it has to be look and beauty and nothing. No, it's about looking as good or not even looking, healthy as possible. And all this kind of wheels, I like to see the picture of a car who has like four wheels, right? So, and the whole car, you need somebody to drive. So each kind of wheel is together. So the problem with us physicians, till now, we had sick and healthy. So, but it's the 50 shades in between, right? Which makes it. And it's not about living forever and like Ryan Johnson and my God, I don't want to live forever. Oh my God, don't get me wrong. I would like, because everybody who's born now will live to 100, but we get sick after 70, right? So we have a huge gap, but we can wear differently hats. We can do different careers. We can do this because combining everything. Which I try to empower people to make behavior changes. And if you see it on skin, you're motivated to actually go, right? To drive the car, go the first gear, then the second. It's your life. Life is life.
I think this is a good word for the small break we have now for approximately 2 minutes, and I'm very curious to continue later on with my questions for you, also regarding your new book. So stay
Stay
tuned.
tuned.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So I'm happy to continue with the questions and to talk with Dr. Liv Kramer. Liv, I know that you have written a book, and this book has also published recently in English. Do you want to share with us the most important essence of this book?
Thank you so much. So, yeah, unfortunately, it was not published yet in English because it gets a new kind of, let's say, a new makeup, and it comes out officially on the 1st of January from the Ullstein publisher in German. And then hopefully also soon in the English language, because I translated everything, but it's not there yet. So it's called Skin Longevity. It's about empowering yourself and kind of getting back in the driver's seat. This is what I do with my patients on an everyday basis. So as you mentioned, I'm wearing different hats. So yes, I'm an entrepreneur. I teach still in the university. I still kind of, I'm a formulator of all things. And also I do see patients. And with my patients, it's great because they give me the best feedback, and I try to put them in a driver's seat, literally like a trainer. Like people think skin is something magic I have to put on and it's magic. Oh my God, 5 years younger in 2 seconds. Really, you believe this? I mean, this is the same as going in the gym and saying, oh my God, 5 kilos less in 5 seconds. I think my trainer would kind of love at me, and we also would love at ourselves. So therefore, no, it doesn't work. Skin is an organ, so as a muscle, so we can train it. So I really put my patient, they bring all the products on a kind of a skin training plan. And out of it, I developed my own skincare products with a different level system, right? And out of this, because I said I was tired to talk about it, I wrote the book, because you can take it by yourself. You can do it by yourself. I give you, like a trainer, the keys, the options to do it. And because you don't need a kind of trainer, you don't need a treatment if you're not doing every time something on yourself, and it doesn't have to be complicated.
Great. So if there is one sentence you would like to share with us, what we all need to do, what we all have to do have in mind, is there so one key sentence you want to share with us from the book?
I think what is a good question. I would say you are in the driver's seat. It's about you, and it's something, and skin is the dashboard and of your whole health. So you start with the skin, you see you make changes, and then you go kind of going into the longevity funnel. You see that food makes such a big impact. You see that sleep, and you have to start somewhere. And the best is to start with the skin because you see it. And if, I'm a very kind of passionate about it when it comes to the skin, so I'm interrupting. Please interrupt me, Annabelle. But it's kind of, we always think, oh my God, I ate something wrong and it's visible on my skin. It's like, oh my God, sweetie, do you know what is your gut looking like? Be happy to just see what is on your skin. So we just put something in our mouth and think, oh, it's disappearing. No, it sticks in your body. This is what you really can do by yourself, kind of think what you eat. And this is, again, knowledge. And making knowledge accessible, this is my... So I really start again YouTube videos, long-term format, everything, because it's so important to empower people, to educate people, that it's about them, themselves, be in the driver's seat. Get back. Start with small things. And a skin is just the dashboard, and you see visible things, and you see an overhaul. It's like a Swiss, watch. A couple of small wheels are moving before the big hand is moving. I'm from Switzerland. I can use the Swiss kind of picture, but it's exactly like this. So it's not just, oh, just the hormones. Oh my God, my skin get back because it's my hormones. No, if your skincare would be fantastic and everything else would you do would be fantastic, your hormones wouldn't care. If you have like joint pains, it's like, oh, my hormones. If you would have done exercise probably till your hormones disappear, you wouldn't have a problem. So it's one wheel. It's not just this. We're always jumping on one thing, on one only thing, and want to change it. No, a couple of wheels moving before the big head is moving. And this is, I would like to stick in the hand that you are the responsible for very small changes, and every single change is important. So start today.
Would you think that you can read also in the faces of your patients? So, for example, read about if they've drunk too much, if they smoked too much, if they slept too little.
This is the question that I always have to laugh, because of people saying, oh my God, if you sit in a train, you know, in the tram or the bus, do you analyze people? I try not to. But of course, my brain is never stopping, right? So it's like, yes, you can. You can. I mean, as a dermatologist, it's kind of, it's you see, and you don't even recognize where you see. And this is what I did with reverse engineering and dermatology, how I did it with skincare, to kind of make everything very small pattern, make it pragmatic, very easy, understandable. And yeah, there are a lot of changes. So this is why I also, for example, did supplements, because it's not just skincare, it's also food and the whole thing. So the skin gut axis is so important. So this is why I also very looking into the gut axis at my level 3, where I said, look, you really have to also look on your gut. Of course, it starts with food, but you can optimize it.
This is really, really important from my point of view. And it's funny because I remember when I was a young student and I started medical, and I had to talk with an older professor from dermatology. He said, to be honest, I wouldn't go into dermatology. I said, why? He said, oh, in dermatology, it's always try and error. It's nothing which you can really say this is working. And I said, why? He said, oh, the human skin is so individual. It's the most individual. I mean, if you broke a leg, of course you know what you have to do. But with the skin, there are so many factors going there. But it's a long time ago, of course, that he said this to me, and it was just one person. What would you say, which breakthrough in dermatology has happened during the last weeks, during the last years? And what still feels magical to you?
Let me think. It's kind of, if he said this, I think the problem was, as physicians and with as more as you know, as less you think you know, right? So it's getting more and more complicated. And this is the problem with the field, right? In the beginning, you say you are the hero. It's like a Mount Stupid. You are the hero. You know everything. And then you go further and deeper. And it's like, shit, I don't know nothing. So sorry for my words. So you go deeper, deeper. And it's like, okay. You really don't know. And then it becomes so complicated. And then you're overwhelming. And you're like, oh my God, this is so different. I can't even see the huge world. So this is why I found it super interesting getting on the bird perspective. This is what I do with my book. This is what you do on an everyday basis. It's like, okay, go. Because Instagram, all the social media go so deep there. They're discussing about different things. Oh my God, how sunscreen and SPF things and the one ingredient. Like, okay, everybody who's not using a sunscreen 365 days, I'm not even discussing to. Because this is just like discussing about different things and not even starting. This is worse. This is not good. You have to start and then become a certain thing. So there's, I agree to disagree. So I think there is individual, yes, but it's, if you look again, like training, right? And everybody thinks that, but your level one with skincare is all the same. It doesn't matter skin type, skin age, female, male. It's true. Because if I'm a trainer for muscles, like a fitness trainer, I put you all, doesn't matter man, women, old, whatever, on a warm up. You have to warm up. Doesn't matter what your problem is. Whatever, talk to you. You have this belly problems, you have the back problems, you warm up. And then you might get next time, a couple of weeks later, a little weightlifting. And then you do the personification and you really can deep dive into the whole funnel. But, and this is with skin the same. You start, I put all my patients, and this is also all my, everybody else with the skincare, all at the same level. Then you kind of level up, and then the personification starts, and then the supplementations. And then you go deep dive and can do crazy kind of stuff from gene testing and everything else to be more precise. But it starts pragmatism. I love the word of pragmatism. And if you tell me what is the one which is coming up, so I'm coming from the stem cell which tissue engineering reprogramming research back then, and it was something was 1-9 front. It's probably the reprogramming. So right now it's about not genetic, yes, but more about not changing genes, but kind of reprogramming yourself. And I think this will be a big, big change for the next couple of not even years. I would say let's give it some 3-4 years and the world will change with AI as well, because we're getting quicker, even quicker than now. We get help, it gets more discoveries. AI will help to discover new kind of formulas, no proteins, no structures, which is already on, right? And this is just a drop of a whole thing. So there's much more to come, and it will be AI driven helping, which is great because it will help us to stay healthier longer, active. And I think this is it's exciting times.
Absolutely. And you mentioned AI, you mentioned new technology. We have the other side of the medal where we talk also about holistic medicine. Mm-hmm. We talk about epigenetics. We talk mm-hmm. about how food, how sleep, how the way we communicate with other people gets also into this and changes the way we look like, right? What would you say, can we expect from skincare, from dermatology in 10 years, in 2030, let's say? How do you think it would look like?
30, I think, it's long. I think before we will change changes. I think AI, like if we talked about before the commercial break about a car, right, with the different wheels, so meaning, so science, dermatology, medicine, and everything, and combining even luxury, because health is a new luxury, let's face it, right? This is the most powerful thing. I think AI is a perfect gasoline for the car. It's just to speed up. Right, it's just like everybody who's driving and in a really fast car, and you just kind of put the wrong gas inside, or it's not as Formula One, it's not as pushy. But if you put the real kind of good gasoline inside, it's kind of cool. And this is what AI will do. So I think the role of us physicians and even scientists will change, but the whole world unfortunately will change. Not worse, it's just like you have to stay honest. I like to kind of balance. You have to not get overwhelmed. You have to stay focused for yourself, and inner kind of mental health is a big issue right now after Corona in particular. So I think combining everything, right? Also AI can help you to get a little bit resilience, getting back in your inner peace. I think it's not either or, it's a combination of all, and find your inner peace, what we're all looking for, right? If you, I hold my hand right now, like you normally see the blossom of the show, and this is about, so holding it. And if you see old pictures where the world is kind of the mom and a pregnant mom and holding the whole kind of earth, it's about combining both, not to get get back in your inner peace, and AI will drive it differently and will kind of change how we see the world now and how each job will work. So even the dermatologist.
If we come to a concrete thing, what is your number one skin longevity hack everyone should start tonight?
So as I mentioned, life is life. So tonight I would say don't eat after 6 p.m. and don't go to bed after 10. So, and never forget to go to bed without washing your face. So I think small little things, and in which order you take it, it's up to you.
Is this also one thing you would never skip in your own daily routine with no exceptions? Or what would this one thing be?
If I just say one, I would say one thing is skin routine, which involves a couple of things, right? So it's about habits. Like teeth brushing, not going to bed without washing your face with an active, never wake up and not washing the face and not putting a proper UV protection on. So it's about a routine, a clear, simple routine on everyday basis, which makes changes and empower yourself to go further.
And what would you say is the simplest change that delivers the biggest long-term payoff?
One thing as a dermatologist, sunscreen. Very easy, unfortunately, but sometimes it is as easy. If sometimes people asking me, oh, what face yoga I can do, what can I do to prevent wrinkles, and say, don't even do the movement. Why you want to learn movements which you're not actually good in, kind of knowing? Just stop frowning. Just stop kind of making the funny things in your face, because this will prevent the wrinkles in your face.
Absolutely. And when we face the trends in other countries, especially Brazil, for example, or Thailand, or yeah, even some of other countries also in the Arabian countries, we see that there is a huge idea of looking perfect. And the idea of looking perfect is defined differently. In Brazil, it's maybe the big butt. And in other countries, it's a bunny lips or the Russian lips. What would you give as an answer to young women or men who are not happy with their look and who would like to get bigger breasts, better skin, bigger lips, other forms of eyes? What would you tell them what they should do or what they shouldn't do?
Okay, so let me maybe think about what I would do if somebody would come into my clinic, and I would say, okay, why you want this, right? Is this because everybody else wants, or it's because you are really don't like it? And if it's a young woman, I would say, don't even touch something surgical, because you will change your mind later and you can't reverse it. Start small things which you can read in hands. Yes, skincare regimes, skin is a surface. I always say with skincare, it's the surface of your skin. It's like a tablecloth, nicely ironed without brown and red stains. And I compare this with sitting on a table. I rather sit on a table which is not moving, but has a beautiful, clean tablecloth, rather than sitting on a table which is a perfect table, but the tablecloth is just has a lot of stains and not like. So, and skincare gives you the perfect kind of smooth surface of the skin, right? And then you can talk about, oh, deeper layers like wrinkles, a prevention, and so much more, and surgical things. I think it's right now, it's kind of like you have to have this to do. I think the most important, and I think I believe this, and I always believe this, it's like optimizing yourself in little ways to look not different, look the best you can look for yourself.
Thank you very much. That closes also our engaging discussion and the inspiring insights you gave us for today. I'll look forward to our ongoing exchange, Liv, and the impact we will continue to make together the world a better and a more beautiful and more long-lasting place. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we continue after a small break of approximately 2 minutes with Victoria. So stay tuned, and we are back in approximately 2 minutes.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Today we meet a woman who turned a moment of silence into a global conversation. Victoria Butler, once navigating financial markets, now guides women through the profound transformation of perimenopause and menopause. Her mission is bold: to show that midlife isn't an ending. It's an untapped source of power, clarity, and reinvention. She challenges companies to rethink support, challenges society to break the taboo, and invites every woman to step into her strongest chapter yet. Stay with us, because this is just not a story about change. It's about awakening. Hi, Victoria. Happy to have you here.
Hi, Annabelle. Thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure to be here with you.
I mean, if I think back about this word menopause, it was always for me a word when I looked at women, I thought, oh, she's a menopause, which was for me a synonym with old women, and also a synonym with less attractive, interestingly for my side, without talking about that, because it was also somebody, nobody talked about it. It was really a kind of, nope. Not just as the blowing or the period, it was even more with the menopause, because it's a sign of some functions has stopped. The woman goes into another phase of her life. It is a little bit like a retirement. Now she changes. I would like to go back first, a little bit back. What is a childhood memory that still explains who you are today and what guided you always and were also your guide when it came to changes, like the big change where you said from being somebody in finance to being somebody who's an ambassador for women?
Yes, I will come in a moment to your question. But first of all, I wanted to say, like, I can totally relate saying the word perimenopause or thinking of women in perimenopause. I also always like connected to being or getting old. And I think there are many women out there that experience or look at this phase of life exactly like this. And this is why I'm doing what I'm doing today. Like, this is why I want to have an open conversation about perimenopause, just to lift those like misconceptions and to create a new narrative about this important stage in every woman's life. So, and what brought me there is maybe one of my like most crucial experience in the at the age of 11. At that age, I was raised in Russia, but as I was 11, my parents decided to immigrate to Germany. And from one day to another, I found myself in a German school without speaking a single word of German. And you can see, I mean, I see your face. You can tell that I was terrified. I was terrified to speak. Well, because I was full of shame and I couldn't use the language and I didn't want to make a fool out of me, right? So I shut down, I kept silent, and I stayed silent out of shame, not just for a short period of time, but it took me almost 2 years like to find the courage to open my mouth and to say something in German. So almost 2 years, I didn't spoke a word to my classmates. And that time of being silent, it was terrible. I mean, the silence, it isolated me. Like, I was feeling totally alone. I was feeling like from another planet. I wasn't able to connect with others. And that shame, it was really, really dreadful. So I think this is the experience of like not being able to speak up because of shame or because you didn't dare. So this is the experience that really guides me through all my life and that shaped me also and supported me in becoming who I am today. Yes.
Wow. Thank you for sharing this story with us. And you awakened just by telling this a story from my own life, where my parents moved. And due to my migration background, I came into primary school and they looked at me and said, How do you look like? Because they were all blonde hair, blue eyes, and I with my dark hair came there, and then they couldn't understand me. I said, "Where are you from? Your language sounds so weird." And interestingly, I mean, it made me also silent, but in a way of, I'm a foreigner, but I like it. That's me. So accept it. I accept you. So we can be different. Difference is great. But yeah, I can really feel you. And it's great that you took this power from your childhood to be that powerful today for being a kind of ambassador or agent for women. And what was the first time when we go back to your topic where you realized, ooh, exactly, this is a topic I want to jump on, because it could have been period, it could be giving birth to a baby. I mean, there's so many areas in a woman's life where a woman feels that she's shy about telling because she might be discriminated in her job.
Yes, that's true. But I think what has influenced me most was the fact that I experienced my first perimenopause symptoms at the age of like 38 or 39. I was in my late 30s and I didn't expect it to come. You know, so then I had symptoms I couldn't understand. I had like brain fog, a lot of brain fog. I had like stiff fingers, joint pains. I had like heart palpitation and so on. And no doctor could find anything. So it was all okay, but I didn't feel okay, right? And I was really scared because I thought maybe it's like an early sign of getting dementia, or maybe it's a treatise on something worse. So one day, then finally, my gynecologist, she said, like more or less accidentally, "Oh, wow, your symptoms are quite normal. So you are now at an age where the female body starts to change." And I was freaking out because I thought, like, I couldn't understand what she meant, because what kind of age am I in, and why don't I know anything about this age? So this really hit me hard, and I like was shocked and frustrated. And then the first experience of getting the symptoms and like feeling also like shameful, or maybe also like have I felt like maybe it's me, maybe I've done something worse or bad, or I need to get better in like taking care of myself. Because, and then the point, as I realized that no one is talking about it, like, you know, we don't talk about perimenopause or menopause, especially not in the working environment. So I felt like, no, I have to speak up. I don't have an option, because I knew, and that was the moment when you like the price of stay silent is quite very high, and I didn't want to pay it again. So yeah.
Wow, really, thank you so much for this honest story, sharing this with us, because I think this could give others also the brave to talk about something which feels maybe that you are ashamed of something, that it's not about you.
And
And
I want to mention, maybe if I can, just one point, because I think
yes, please.
this is very crucial when we speak about talking about perimenopause. What I see is that we are linking those conversations directly to our symptoms, or the female body, or the bleeding, or the menstrual cycle. But my point is to highlight that it's not about just your intimate details or female body details. You know, it's like you can absolutely have a conversation about perimenopause or menopause without mentioning your personal details or speaking about your periods. It's just like we can shift it from this being a taboo to being a normal topic, like headaches, or I don't know, like also mental health, or everything that we are talking nowadays more often and more openly than in back then, right? So this is what I want to point out, yeah.
Super important, Victoria. Thank you so much for this point you make. And I would like to even add two further points. First of all, I mean, what you shared with us is that often medicine doesn't know about these female symptoms. So we need much more focus on these signs of of the female body, that it's not misinterpreted, that it's not wrong medicated, that somebody says, "Oh, I think you have to go to the psychotherapist. This is something weird you feel." And on the other hand, we are not alone. I mean, women are not alone with this. There is also a male menopause. Nobody talks about this, but there is a kind of male menopause. And these are things which are unspoken because it feels that society doesn't like this idea of things which come to an end, of things which change and you can't bring them back. Is this maybe something you are also delivering, that it is about not only accepting, but also celebrating that you enter a new stage of life?
Yes, for sure. And I love this idea of celebrating because you know what? I coined a term. I call it like the YOLO menopause, because YOLO stands for you only live once. You know, it's like, and your perimenopause is also a process you only go through once in a lifetime. So I want to think about it like I don't miss it out, because this is something new in my life, and there's lots and lots of things to be discovered by me. And I see it definitely like as a process of becoming. Of course, there's a kind of an end of something, but this is like our nature. The whole nature works like this. Something has to end, and we are every time we are evolving, right? So if we wouldn't evolve, we would die. So of course, there's something we can leave behind us, but as well, there's a new era that we can discover and where we can like evolve and grow into ourselves even more. So this is how I want to see women this stage in their life, and this is why I say you only live once. Try to enjoy this process and to discover what's in it for you.
It's very, very honest, how you say that. And I mean, there is a coaching approach, I would say, that which is uniquely Victoria. And you're talking also about misconception about menopause, and you want to drive it correct. What was the first breakthrough moment when a woman told you, "You changed my life"?
Oh yeah. As I started out as a perimenopausal coach, I conducted a few like interviews with different women just to get a better understanding what kind of struggles they go through, and I offered them in return like a short free consultation. And the feedback, it was back then, I mean, I was just starting out, and even then the feedback was amazing. And there what it was like, I understood just the possibility to have this possibility to talk to someone and to get your questions answered is so much, it has so much worth for us women, because we feel then like we relieve from that for that shame, you know, and we can open up and we can understand ourselves better. And this is what they like gave me as feedback, like keep on going. And we really need the spaces where we can open up and share with them, and also share possibilities, and not just like to end this topic of like shame, of being a shameful topic, you know. So yes, the feedback was great, and this kept me going, and like also kept bringing me this topic more and more into working environment, not just into the one-on-one programs with women, but also like bringing to the gender in corporate world.
Wow. I mean, you are listening to stories which are maybe sometimes a kind of triumph somebody got because of your support, because of the change they do. But I can imagine that you often also hear stories of depression, of challenges, of somebody who is not brave enough to speak out loud, of judgment. What is your daily ritual that keeps you energized during that, for yourself, but also against that, what you hear to kind of deal with it, or maybe clean yourself?
Yeah, I would say there's no one, no like just one ritual or so. It's a set of. It's like my lifestyle and the set of routines that I have incorporated into my daily life. And it's all about like some basic pillars, if you want. So it's about nutrition. So what do you eat and how often do you eat and what do you drink? And then it's about movement. Do you move consistently throughout the day or the week? It's also about sleep. Do you prioritize your sleep? How much time do you have to relax? And it's also about your mindset. So like, how do you work with your mindset? Do you want to keep the view on things like being negative, or do you want to challenge yourself and maybe like switch to a more positive mindset? So I think, and my approach is always about like small things, small practical things that we can integrate in our daily lives without getting too stressed out about our rituals. So because our agenda is full and we don't need like another to-do to keep us full of energy, but you can shift a lot if you pay attention and integrate small changes, small things. Yes.
And if you should give women one practical hack every woman should start today to support her midlife well-being, just one thing, what would this be?
Okay, I would say breathe. Like just breathe enough and deep, because we don't breathe really well. We are like short breathed all the time, and you can influence a lot of like regulate your nervous system, cut down on your cortisol levels, like enhance your serotonin levels, feel better, feel more powerful if you breathe.
Absolutely. That's a great tip, Victoria. And if, as a final question, you want to give a tip to all people who listen here, what is the best out of this menopause? What is the best you feel afterwards you get out of this?
Well, I think it's a new level of clarity, and this is what I see with many people. Like perimenopause and the symptoms, this is temporary. And by the end of this phase, at least or at the latest, then women are entering a new level of clarity. They do know what they want and what they don't longer want. And they can like take decisions. They can be more, they have more self-esteem. They're more powerful. So this is exactly what I want every woman and every man to know, that this is like really an uplift, and you will get more clarity, will be more powerful. And if it's like if you're struggling during the process during that phase, so get support and get information and start talking about it.
Thank you so much, Victoria. It was great having you talking about this topic, which is underestimated, which is hitting everybody. And yeah, I'm looking forward to make the world a better place together with you, wherever we are, and strengthen the women.
Yes, thank you so much, Annabelle. Thanks for creating the space, and really looking forward to more conversations with you. Thank you.
Thank you. So that wraps up our episode of We Empower, the weekly radio show dedicated to celebrating the strength, resilience, and limitless potential of men and women around the globe. Don't hesitate to get involved. Your voice is valued, and together we can make a different things. And thank you for being part of our community. Until next time, keep shining and empowering others. Together we rise. Thank you.